Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, brothers and sisters from every corner of this beautiful planet, this blue earth, this beautiful place where we all agreed to gather at this time on June 25th, 2016. Great changes are happening in these, you know, great, amazing times of change, brothers and sisters. Nothing is as it seems, you know, pretty much. You know, there's everything, it's pretty much just created for your learning, for your expansion, you know. Everything, it's has a lesson to learn. You know, we had this historic breaking news, brothers and sisters. The European Union is falling, is failing, and is dying, okay? And that came to happen with an amazing the winning of the of this so-called Brexit. So the times are changed out upon us. It's amazing. We are it's just an example, you know, that what is happening in the UK is a reflection of what is happening here. Check it out.
On an independent United Kingdom. And just look at it. Even the weather's improved. It's been a hell of a long journey, this. I first got involved in Eurosceptic politics 25 years ago, and the first election I contested, I managed to beat the late, great, screaming Lord Such by 164 votes, so I didn't come last. And now there are 17 million people that voted for Brexit. It's a victory for ordinary people, decent people. It's a victory against the big merchants.
I think they are for the people, against the big banks.
They had the courage, in the face of all the threats, everything they were told, they had the guts to stand up and do the right thing. The election was won, in my view, in the Midlands of the North, and I think it was the old Labour vote that came to us, that we, particularly as a party, campaigned as hard as we could in those areas. There is still a massive disconnect between Westminster, SW1 and real communities. And the one image I will remember throughout the rest of my life was a woman in Bolton grabbing my hand with tears in her eyes saying, why doesn't David Cameron, why doesn't the government come and see what they've done to my community, what they've done to the prospects for my kids? People here don't understand. They're too wealthy. They don't get what opens all.
The same thing is happening in the U.S. The same thing is happening in the U.S. You know, the 1%, they don't care. They do not care. They do not care. So if you're voting for either Mr., you know, lying hate, Mr. Trumpet, there is nothing but hate and nothing but, you know, billionaire, right? A billionaire. How can he understand the needs of the people? If he's a billionaire that is, you know, a bigot just full of hate. How can, you know, someone that is, you know, a politician for so many years that has been corrupted and he's been, you know, accused of fraud over and over and over, how can you trust your vote to this person? How can you trust your future of your children to this line, you know, even if it's a female? You know, some female said, I'd rather, you know, vote for someone that really is for women, not that it's just a woman, just a, you know, doing everything against women and against, you know, taking money from countries that are, you know, they treat women worse than dogs, worse than animals, okay? So that is the kind of options you have. And, of course, you have Mr. Bernie Sanders, that it's an amazing being of divine integrity for, you know, at least 50 years, constant and continuously, you know, saying the same message and being completely, very, you know, legit, you know, with a lot of integrity. So that is, you know, what's going on. So the tsunami of love is transforming. And I'm telling you what is happening, you know, in UK, you know, pretty much. It's, you know, if that can happen in UK, that hope may also happen in the United States of America. God help us, brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? This can really happen in the U.S. because of hope. Because just so beautiful, can you breathe? Just breathe, inhale your dreams, brother and sister. Just like close your beautiful eyes and say, like, imagine, like, Bernie already won. Period. Hashtag Bernie already won. Period. Okay. Hashtag Bernie already won. Period. Just breathe as deep as you can and visualize him receiving, you know, coming out of the next United States a president. You know what I mean? It is doable and it is happening. We can, enough of us can believe, you know, the love that this being represents, not the lies and the hate that they, you know, the others represent. One represents lies and crime and fraud, and the other one represents hate. So, or Bernie Sanders is all about love. So who are you going to choose? Choose love. Choose love, brother and sister. Because what you give is what you will receive. Okay? Give love because that is what you're going to get back. Okay? Just don't feel yourself opening up, you know, expanding to who you truly are. Brother and sister, there's nothing that does in control, or they were in control, the power they were, because they're not in control anymore, let me tell you. The bankers are not in control anymore. That's why Brexit happened. That's why other countries are in line to exit. And we have Netherlands. They want to do the same thing. Leave. They want to leave the European Union, Denmark. Okay? There's a Brexit. There's also Sweden. Sweden wants to leave the European Union. Austria wants to leave the European Union, okay? Italy is ready to leave the European Union. France is ready to leave the European Union. And guess what? So the European Union is finished. NATO is finished. And all the cabal, you know, are pretty much done. They're done. The game is over, Robert. The game is over, okay? Life, all an illusion co-created by this cabal using your fear. Using your energy of fear through the television, through the news, through all the negative newspapers, keeping you in constant captivity. Okay, rise above the evil games, brother and sister. You have chosen to go forward into the light. Okay, so remove the fear that the cabal used to hold you hostage. Okay, reconnect with yourself. I'm not talking about any religion. I'm talking with the spirituality that we all are, that we all have, the love that we are in the divine being that is inside of you, okay? Inside of each one of you. It's inside of me, okay? And inside of me is beloved Ashtar Sheran. Ashtar Sheran, 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 Ashtar Sheran, Ashtar Sheran. I connect with my beloved I am, that I am, that I am. With this, I feel the divine love coming from the crown, my crown chakra, my star chakra, my golden chakra, all the way up and just breathing, inhaling all the dreams, you know, the most beautiful dreams and the most beautiful dreams for each one of you, brothers and sisters. I pray for you every single day. Every single day I pray for every single one of you, every man and every woman and every child on earth, for everyone to be free of all this corruption, of all this injustice, you know, greed that these people have, okay? So please, brother and sister, reconnect with your Creator. Do not do as religion has taught you, to look outside of yourself. You will find that the Creator source is within each and every one of you. Open up to it. It is a question of opening up to who and what you are and removing all false doctrines that were imposed on you by church and state, okay? Connect directly to the source that you are and remove all the middlemen of religion who have seduced you into believing the false doctrines, okay? At the moment, the cabal is trying to buy itself a little more time. So they know that they have lost the battle. They will still try to cling, okay, on it. So don't lower it yourself, you know. I wanted to take revenge on them, brothers and sisters. This will bring your vibration down. So, this must be avoided. You will quickly rebuild your world with justice and peace for all. The energy of the sun will dilute the negative energies, and you will experience many changes in the next few months. Welcome them, for these are signs which will show you that progress is being made. You are emerging from the chrysalis to become all that you are and ever can be. You have waited centuries for this moment. Savor every second of it, for it is indeed a joyous experience, brother and sister. Your negative TV and newspapers are doing everything they can to hold you in darkness, which is part of these ex-controllers. Laugh at their pitiful attempts to hold you in fear and remember where their lies come from. Your efforts have paid off, and the more you open to the light, the more ground the cabal loses. So now, they cannot hold you any longer. Beautiful you, just breathe. Inhale your dreams, like Bernie already won, okay? Exhale your stress, the pain, and the baggage that you've been carrying for many, many lifetimes. The fear, the guilt. It's so good for the good heart, but not so good for the bad ones anymore, okay? So game over, Roberts. I am Ashta at your service. I am here at your service. Go to WERALLONE.com, TARadio.com. I'm here at your service. Hire me for an hour to help you go higher, to help you send me a donation, any kind of donation. Please, Roberts, to help our cause. And GoFundMe.com/WERALLONE or directly at WERALLONE.com. Okay? W like Will, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apple, L like Lola, L like Lola, O like Oscar, M like Nancy, E like Edward.com. WERALLONE.com. WERALLONE.com. Just with an R. WERALLONE.com. So help our cause, brother and sisters. Help me help you. I will invite you to this. By you donating any amount, I will include you to this private, secret group, chat group that will keep you informed first of these great situations, you know, going on at this time of amazing transformation. So what I can tell you is it's everything amazingly perfect. It's just pretty much the smoke and mirrors, you know, just dissolving. Okay, there's history in the making right now. Okay, if someone, for instance, like, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, you know, that is from Hawaii, that is really sign on. You know, she has this go to votetulsi.com to sign up for her. Pretty much they have this petition to end the superdelegate process, okay? End the superdelegate process, brothers and sisters. Okay, that is, and don't listen to the light television. It's nothing but lies, okay? So check out what Bernie says.
Politics. She has been with me all over this country. She has been doing a fantastic job. And the only thing that I don't like about Nina is following her. That's always a hard thing to do. But I love Nina, and we're going to continue working together. Now, the main point that I'm going to make tonight, going to make it over and over again, and Nina just made it, is this political revolution is not about Bernie Sanders, it's not about Nina Turner, it is about you and millions of other people. And what the political revolution means is that you are the revolutionary. And what this campaign has shown, not just in winning 13 million votes, but in taking on the establishment all over this country, what it has shown is that millions of people are prepared to stand up, fight back, and create the nation we know we can become. All of you know, studied history, that election days go, but what is much more important is that political and social revolutions continue. And that our goal from day one has been to transform this nation, and that is the fight we are going to continue. And if you think about American history, think about 100 years ago, right here in New York City, Triangle Fire killed hundreds of workers. But workers stood up and they fought back all over this country. Workers told their employers that it is not acceptable to be employing children in factories while losing their fingers and their hands around machinery they should not be around. Workers said that we are going to have decent working conditions. We are going to form unions. The struggle for a strong trade union movement, which all of us must be part of, continues today. Because we know without a strong trade union movement, there will not be a strong middle class in this country. I want you all to be thinking about how many workers stood up, went to jail, some died in the fight to create the kind of trade union movement that helped create the American. Think about the civil rights movement. Think about the fact. Think about the number of people whose names we will never know. People who were killed, people who were beaten, people who were jailed, standing up for human dignity and civil rights. They fought. So if anyone tells you, hey, I was out on a demonstration, I'm all burned down, we didn't change the world overnight, I'm giving up. Think about those people who struggled decade after decade, gave their lives, and sometimes died in that struggle. Think about the women's movement. Think about the fact that what revolution is about. 100 years ago, women in America did not have the right to vote. Not have the right to get education for the job in America all along 100 years ago. But women did not accept that. They did not allow the establishment to define their lives. They determined to define their own lives. They stood up for America. Remember, I said before, think about the fight for 15. All right? And this is still going on. It's right in front of us. If we were here 5 years ago, somebody jumps off, but I want you to think of it. I said, you know, Bernie, the $7.25 federal minimum wage is a starvation wage. He's going to raise it to, say, 15 bucks an hour. The person next to her would have said, yeah, you're asking too much. You want to more than double the minimum wage, which is a pretty damn big demand. What happened was that people working in the fast food industry, in McDonald's and Burger King, and it went, you know what? They stood up, they went out on strike, they demonstrated, and I was very proud indeed to have been out there demonstrating with them. And what? And what they told the American people from their heart, that I listened to them, you can't make it on $8 or $9 an hour. Do you risk? Try to feed a family at $9, $10 an hour. You can't do it. $15 an hour. And then it's that like, we're going to pass $15 an hour. And then the folks in San Francisco in Los Angeles, $15. And in California or New York, say $15. So here is the point. What the system is designed to do, what corporate media is designed to do, is to tell you that we cannot achieve real change. That the only thing that you can accept is incremental, tiny little change. And what our campaign has been about and is about is saying, sorry, we're thinking big, we want real change.
Getting involved.
seen in the modern history of this country. Last Thursday, I don't know if some of you saw it, I did an internet streaming speech. And here's what the point that I want to make. We did the speech and I said to people, look, we have got to build a grassroots. We need you and you and you to get involved at the local level. Do you know how many people have signed up? We've got a lot of work to do. 20,000 people in every state in this country. To run for office or help other people run for office. And I hope many of you are involved in the same way. And the reason I think that there is so much interest in running is people are catching on that the ideas that they have and have had for many years are in fact mainstream ideas, that millions of other people support those ideas. The other thing that we learn is, you know what, you can beat the establishment. They are not quite as powerful as some make them out to be. We won, and hear this, in every state, certainly here in New York State, we had to take on virtually the entire Democratic establishment.
So that's what's going on, yeah. That's what Bernie Sanders is doing. He's waking up a lot of people. In amazing ways. Here I want to share this message before we go to the news. This is from a good friend that it's wrote a book it's called Cause Matthew in the Bible. Okay? And this is a message from this month. And he sent this message through his man that I had the honor of meeting at the wonderful, you know, sacred land, Red Hopi land of Sedona, Arizona. You know, she came here to for a wonderful conference, and I had the honor of meeting her, and her messages resonate so good. This time, she talked about the energy field of potential, you know, the light in elections, the assurance, absolutely no nuclear war will happen, that the earth is in a schoolhouse, and also about the mansions in the U.S., and the knowing the world happiness, free will, karmic experiences, light workers, societal progress, sending you love and light, and guess what? The Bernie Sanders is going to win if we continue with this possibility, with this potential of people rising up, and people, continue believing in the cause, and that's how he's going to win, okay? That's how Bernie Sanders is going to win, okay, brothers and sisters? And I reaffirm this message that beloved, you know, Susie Ward, that you can read her entire message at either our site, ashtaradio.com. The other one is we are with an R, WERALLONE.com, or at her page on her website, which is MatthewBooks.com, okay? MatthewBooks, MatthewBooks.com. Beautiful, beautiful person, beautiful lady. Amazing channelings, you know, messages. This channel is directed to her son, which is happened to be Apostle Matthew. With honor, he said, with loving greetings from all souls at this station, this is Matthew. Earth's energy field of potential is teeming with activity that reflects ever-rising vibrations. And if we were asked to describe in one word what we are observing, it would be thrilling. of heels will continue for a while as the so-called Illuminati Cabal X controllers of the world, X, make last gasp efforts to retain their slim toehold. But the intensifying light spells their doom and is paving the way for changes that can be welcomed by a chorus of hallelujahs, hallelujahs, hosannas. If we could answer your questions about elections, results from regional, state, and national offices, referendums or proposals, we will do so happily, but we won't know until those decisions are made. To know is that the high vibrations are supporting outcomes in the light. Because any attempts to manipulate vote count cannot long stand, and any intentional digressions along the way to benevolent outcomes for the people cannot be permanent. As for global reset action swings this way, then that and in the moment at hand, it could be said that the entire economic system is quietly simmering. Concerns about countries developing, modernizing, expanding nuclear capabilities have drummed their questions, blah, blah, blah. So just read the entire message at the sites previously mentioned. I was at astroshiranradio.com, astroshiranradio.com. We are all one.com, WERALLONE.com, and all MatthewBooks.com. Okay? So it ends up, you know, saying that light workers have been indispensable in helping societies move this far along this bumpy road of progress. And more must be accomplished worldwide and shall be changed. Okay, starts at grassroots levels and moves upward until it reaches the top, where closed door discussions are underway to resolve conflicts and reform political and financial systems. The pace is steady or pick up steam in some vital areas. So it's amazing hope that is happening, brothers and sisters. So let's keep. I want to tell you about the rescue mission going on right now. It's regarding the battles with the Cabal in the South Pole in Antarctica. If they said, you know, the Antarctic rescue, they said there could be recent announcements of a rescue mission to Antarctica, be a cover story for a highly classified mission related to the Cabal and their efforts to flee the Earth. Given that Lockheed Martin is one of the corporations in the Interplanetary Corporation conglomerate, one of five secret space program factions revealed by Corey Goody in his testimony. It seems plausible. Perhaps the Cabal sustained major losses due to the recent battles. If so, it stands to reason some kind of resupply will be needed. Or perhaps the Twin Otters plane mentioned in the CNN report is carrying alliance personnel capable of negotiating with Cabal operatives there. If the Cabal is desperate enough to attempt abandoning the Earth and all their assets on it, then this criminal organization is undoubtedly frantic, suggesting that our efforts as an awakening community to overthrow our world oppressors is making great strides. Okay. Hopefully, more information from insiders or the media will clarify the situation as time goes on. But it's likely that cover stories to hide developments in the ongoing battles for control of the Earth are to emerge. So, risky medical evacuation underway at South Pole by Steve Weiser. He said that an airplane sent to the South Pole to rescue a seriously ill staff member at the American Research Station is en route to the British Antarctic Service Rosetta Research Station. National Science Foundation spokesman Peter West said Wednesday, to be part of the Twin Otter aircraft, operators needed to be sure that the weather was clear at the U.S. Amundsen Scott South Pole Station, as well as the 1,500 miles away at the British station, West said earlier, okay? He also
to, I must say, Scott, it's winter season are illustrated by the two salient features of the mission. One of while the crew was at the base in need to determine whether another person who is also supposedly ill was sick enough to risk being put on the twin other plane and increasing the weight of the load with fed. Well, I can tell you that according to what happened, you know, the title of this message on news was Rescue Mission to Antarctica Sent to Help Wounded Cabal Run Secret Space Program Alliances, okay? Evidence and Testimony of Space Battles Above the Earth. That was something written by Justin Deschamps, okay? They said that a team was recently sent to Antarctica to rescue a seriously ill staff member at a British research facility, blah, blah, blah. And what is peculiar about this development is that the secret space program inside a Cody Good recently disclosed by D. Wilcock that the high-level assets in various hidden programs are currently battling over the southmost continent for control of the planet and beyond. The Lockheed Martin is one of the companies named by Corey Good and other SSP whistleblowers as a key player in the Cabal Run space program. They apparently have a facility in Antarctica, which according to Corey Good and William Tompkins, another SSP whistleblower, is to massive pieces and installations below the icy surface. In the Below CNN article published on June 22nd, it was revealed that the foundation in charge of U.S. operation there is seeking assistance for refuses to disclose any details. The foundation is not identifying the patient or any medical information because of the patient privacy, except to say that the patient is seasonally employed through the Lockheed Martin Antarctic support contract. As will be provided in this article, it appears that the recent announcement of a rescue mission to the southmost continent could be a cover story for a more clandestine mission of providing aid and assistance to a wounded cabal and their off-world allies, which what happened is the battlefield of Antarctica. In report published on May 14 by Corey Good, he announced that certain assets and the SSP have been moving supplies and infrastructure to bases that have been existed in Antarctica since before the Second World War. The bases are home to human breakaway civilization, in parentheses, Cabal Run SSP, and assets as well as non-terrestrial facilities like outposts for the Draco Alliance, in negative ET Alliance. But I want you to know there's very good benevolent alliances helping right now the life forces. They're helping to get rid of the dark ones, get rid of the cabal. Like the angels and archangels, Archangel Michael is available. Anybody that needs help, just call. I'm Archangel Michael, protected. Just visualize this amazing, you know, sort of life protecting your brother and sister. Reports came in from approximately 6 months that high-level syndicate groups were moving huge amounts of personal items and supplies to South American underground bases